All right, y'all, we are back, and it is time for our Sonic the Hedgehog 2 movie review. Again, spoilers, y'all. There will be spoilers, so if you have not seen this movie and you do not want to be spoiled, you can go now, and we will see y'all at DEW because you know you're going to be here for that.
Oh, but yeah. Gotta come back for that.
Come back for that. But if you have seen the movie or you just don't care about the Sonic movies and you just want to stick around and you know just watch us talk about it, feel free. But yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, the sequel to Sonic the Hedgehog movie that came out, was it 2 years ago that it came out?
I can double check.
It was
right
2019.
Now.
2019.
Right before the pandemic. 2019. And that movie
2020.
No, because it was before
it came out. It came out January.
You said like you knew.
Yeah, right? My bad.
Hey, B was all confident shit. All right, 2020.
Look, I'm looking. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so early 2020.
2020. Yep.
Before the panoramic. Happened. And we all collectively went to the theater and saw the movie. And this movie, when it first was announced, the first movie, a lot of controversy with how Sonic looked and the trailer, the first trailer, it was completely destroyed. But
what made him think Coolio was the way to go?
I don't know. I have no idea. To this day, I still don't understand that move. But it's all good because they saw what was happening and they fixed the errors of their ways and they gave us a really, really, really good movie that actually did well commercially and critically and garnered a sequel. And here we are 2 years later, and the sequel has finally arrived, and a lot of talk about it. Who wants to go first? Who wants to give their initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts on it was cool. I definitely feel like it was spots in the movie where I feel like they were trying to be sillier than the first one. I feel like the silliness in the first one it felt a little more natural. I feel like Jim Carrey he still did a great job in the second one, but I feel like he was trying too hard to outdo himself as far as bringing the comedy effect in the movie. You know, I feel like the first one was more natural. I feel like this one, they were kind of trying a little too hard. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just for example, like the wedding scene, like some of that stuff was just like, you know, and my girl Kelly from Insecure. Like, I felt like some of those scenes was just kind of like a little over the top-ish a little bit. You know, it was kind of taken away from the movie, from the game. You know, I don't know. I just feel like some of that stuff was a little unnecessary. But I thought it was a cool movie. I thought it was definitely it didn't live up to my expectations, because I remember when we all saw Tails at the end of the first sign, we like, oh shit, hell yeah, you know, and you know, so. But yeah, it was cool. It was definitely cool. It was a cool movie.
I'm gonna go next.
Yeah.
I agree with B. I thought Jim Carrey did great. I do feel like it was a little bit sillier, but I mean, I didn't really mind it too much. I have to remember that this is still a kid's movie at the end of the day. I think they did a good job of introducing new characters and like not having to go on some super duper long expositions. Like they introduced new people. They got in, they said what they had to say, and then they were just a part of the story. Like, and it was very well paced, and I think it was pretty well written, even for like a kid's movie. It was pretty well written. So I think it was a success. Overall, I said I liked it.
Yeah, I agree. I really enjoyed this movie. I expected the silliness to be there based on the first movie. I expected Jim Carrey to be more over the top with this Robotnik character because, I mean, he has to be, because based on what happened in the first movie, you know, he's sort of has to become crazier. Has to become more wild. So I didn't mind that. And I still think he did like a great job in his character as Robotnik. I love Knuckles in this movie. Knuckles is my favorite character in the whole Sonic franchise. And they did Knuckles just right. They did him so much justice. Idris Elba is like the perfect voice and presence and demeanor for Knuckles. They didn't make Knuckles sound corny. He sounded like a real legitimate threat. And then Tails felt like Tails. All these characters, when they were introduced, they felt like the real characters should feel. They didn't feel overdone. They didn't feel, you know, underwhelming. They felt like spot on. And that's what I really appreciated, especially introducing these key characters like Tails and Knuckles. I was worried that these characters wouldn't resonate as well as Sonic did in the first movie. But luckily they did. I thought it was well written as well. I think the story was paced very good. I think there was more at stake in this movie than the first one. I think the first one was like, I feel like the first one was more of a kiddie movie, and this one was still a kid's movie, but I feel like they kind of lean towards a not a more of a serious vibe, but more of okay, let's kind of focus more on, you know, painting this picture of the Sonic universe now. Like the first movie, which is okay, Sonic the Hedgehog, it's a video game movie, it's gonna be goofy for kids, but now they took it serious to the source material a lot more with everything being introduced from the Emeralds to the characters to just the backstories of everything. I just think that they did that really, really well. And you can tell that who's writing these movies are either really big fans or they just know how to, you know, create this world from these video games. And I enjoyed it. I really had a good time watching it.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they, you know, they pretty much left off right where, you know, where Dr. Robotnik was left out on that mushroom planet.
It picked it right where the last one.
I'm glad they, you know, they kind of picked off with there, and they right away they introduced us to Knuckles, which was dope. I was like, okay, cool. We getting off to a nice fast start. So, you know, of course they showing Sonic, you know what I'm saying, living his life on Earth as, because I think Tom and Maddie at that point they pretty much adopted him, you know, as their hedgehog son. Right. So, you know, he's living his life and they traveling everywhere using his rings, getting ready to go to the wedding and stuff. So yeah, it was the same witty kitty Sonic that I was expecting through there. And then, you know, of course that's when we got hit with the Dr. Robotnik coming back, you know, with Knuckles. Cause we all saw the writing in the wall as the movie was going. We was like,
okay, oh yeah.
You know, we know what was gonna happen. You know,
Robotnik is never gonna work well with Knuckles.
So you're looking at that. You're thinking, people probably thinking like, oh man, like what's, you know, damn, Sonic gotta deal with. But like, I'm like, no.
No, it's gonna be a point where, yeah, you already knew. Yeah.
So then we get to the point to where, you know, Knuckles is like, you know, I wanna, you know, get the Emerald. You know, I wanna get this Master Emerald. So my mind as a gamer, the Sonic that I am, Sonic nerd that I am, I'm like, holy shit, we might get supersonic. We might get supersonic in this fucking movie, y'all. Like, just because of the Emerald. You already know when you get all the Emeralds what happens. So when Knuckles brought that up early in the movie, I was, in my mind, I'm like, oh shit, this would be dope if we get a supersonic showing in this movie. So, but yeah, I think, I'm just talking about this at the beginning part. I like the fact that they picked off right where they left off at. It wasn't no super, you know, 10 years later or all this, and you're what the fuck? They picked that shit right
It was
off,
literally, you know? Less than a year before, after that. It was less than a year that when it happened. Yeah. So
I'm glad that they did a great job story-wise for keeping that to the core, you know what I'm saying? Like, because that's what we remember from the last Sonic movie. It's like, oh shit, he left them there, bet everything is safe, cool. But Knuckles came and they had a little squabble and stuff. I thought that was dope, man. And we had our introduction to Tails as well. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and then Sonic is back on Earth trying to be a superhero, but he's doing
trying to be a damn Batman and shit. Right? Trying to be a Batman like vigilante character. Yeah, good job with that one, Kevin. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he was trying to be a superhero. He was breaking more shit than he was fixing.
Right.
So then I forget, what's his dad's name? I always forget that dude's name.
Tom
was trying to guide him, like, look, bro, you know what I'm saying, you need to chill out. You're not that guy, buddy. And Sonic was like, I am that guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a superhero, bro. You gotta understand. I'm gonna keep doing me. So then I was glad that Tom and his wife had like left Sonic because they had to go to the sister's wedding. So they was like, all right, Sonic, we're gonna be gone for 2 days. Don't break shit. Don't do shit. Sonic was like, all right, bro. So that's when the story really kicks off. Once they actually leave, because I thought it was going to be all about them again, kind of like it was in the first movie. Mm-hmm. But it really was less humans this time around, besides Robotnik. The human story was like a side story that we didn't have to touch on very much throughout this whole movie. It was mainly just Sonic and Knuckles and Tails.
And I think that was you're right, Kev. I think that was like kind of my issue too when they started going to, you know, Shamar Moore, that whole wedding stuff. Like, I was just kind of like, and him having a little guy time and they playing. Like, I was just kind of like, do we really need this? That's like the negative part. That's the only thing I had, my only gripe with this movie is like the human aspect of it. It really wasn't needed. I mean, you're right, Kev. I do feel like they kind of circled more on Sonic on that whole aspect of the movie, because the human stuff was not needed at all.
Yeah. So with that, I do agree, but they there was a reason for having that. Well, one, you got to have those characters again. But I do like that they didn't focus too much on Tom and Maddie as much and did focus on, you know, Sonic, because it basically the premise of this movie is Robotnik needs to get revenge on Sonic, and Sonic is now, you know, becoming the hero he's supposed to be. That's mm-hmm. that's the conflict. Now, going back to the wedding and stuff like that, the wedding thing, yeah, that was supposed to be the whole goofy, crazy part, but there was a reason for that wedding because, as you know, that wedding was a whole big sting operation, mm-hmm. and everybody there were agents of the branch called GUN, which in the movies mm-hmm. is actually, which in the game is an actual agency that was pretty much created to take care of the whole Sonic and the Sonic problem, all that other stuff, and the Chaos Emerald problem. So that's how they introduced GUN. I feel like it was a smart way, well, not a smart way, but it was a plausible way to introduce GUN into the equation, because they have to be there leading into what's going to happen next in the story. So they had to roll that in. Now the whole, you know, fake wedding, and then, you know, Maddie's sister
playing volleyball,
playing volleyball and doing all this other stuff and all that wasn't necessary. That was just a little too much, but, you know, they had to find some kind of comedic relief to that situation. And, exactly. you know, and they had to have something for them characters to do, because,
they,
you know,
they were paying them to be in
right,
the movie.
They, so right. They had to get some scenes in there. So, like, might as well, you know, throw them in Hawaii at a wedding. But when you know, Sonic's in and also the when they're in Siberia and they do the dance off thing, I thought that was a little kind of over the top. That was a little over the top. But I get it. It was like, it's a kids movie. You gotta have, you know. It reminded me of, like, in the first movie when they were in the bar with the bar fight scene. Yeah. But I enjoyed that scene in the first movie a lot more than this scene in this movie with the whole dance off thing. But you know, we didn't need that either.
But you know, he had to get the map. Try to get the emerald or whatever. So I get it, but it's just like, really, that part at all? Sorry. Yeah,
exactly.
We didn't need it, but I didn't. It was a lot. So yeah. So they leave for the wedding. So then Sonic is at the house, and then Sonic gets attacked by Robotnik and Knuckles. And he don't know who the fuck these new niggas are. He's like, what?
Who is this? Niggas?
Right.
And then here's my gripe with Knuckles, though. They kept saying throughout this movie that the Echidna is like the strongest people in the galaxy. Knuckles was never looking that strong.
Right.
He was looking like on par with Sonic this whole time, which, I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Right.
I just expected them to make him seem stronger.
Well, when he first came about, they made him look super crazy strong. Because right. like
he was up there stopping.
He beat the fuck out of Sonic.
Stopping the spin. Sonic had all charged up, and he just stopped that like it wasn't nothing.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, so he might be really the shit. But then you're right, Kev. I'm like, he ain't all that. I mean, he all right. You know what I'm saying? He powerful, but
hey, don't be talking about my boy like that, bro. He got hands, bro.
I know.
Don't be talking about my boy. That man got hands still, bro.
I'm just talking about in the movie. You know, the game. I fucks with him in the game. I fucks with Knuckles.
But no, I think after a while, they couldn't have Knuckles just become all powerful the entire time. Mm-hmm. They had to show Sonic kind of like, it was okay. Mm-hmm. Sonic got his ass whooped, and he had to kind of learn, you know, and he kind of, you know.
He had to get saved by Tails. Tails pulled up and said, hey, bro, we need to get out of here. They beating your ass.
Right?
You know, like, he had that man with a whole ass car, bro. Said, get the fuck on, bro. Let's go.
Right.
He said,
come on, bro.
Yo, and I think I like what they did with Tails too. I like they really did show Tails' personality just right, because Tails is, they show his smarts, they show all the gadgets, the plane.
Yeah, was that a her?
Tails is a he, but it was voiced by a girl. So I think I forget her name. But yeah, Tails is in the whole kind of going, it's a boy. But Tails,
I wonder why they had a female voice for,
just to have that high pitched voice, because Tails' voice has always sounded like that in the games and stuff like that. So I think that's just how they kept it, because it sounded very close to the Tails that you hear in the games. I don't know if it's the same voice actress or not, but whoever did it did a really good job with the voice, because it sounded just like a legitimate Tails voice. Mm-hmm. But I'm
saying it's the same person.
That's why I thought. Yeah, it sounded like the same person. So yeah, so there you go. But it's just the fact that they got that right with, you know, Tails, he's not the fighter. He really is the brains, the smarts, the gadget dude, the one kind of, you know, helps, like, he really was the sidekick for Sonic. They showed that so well. And a little, like, you know, him holding Sonic and flying around, you know, the way that they did it. Like, the little things.
And a signature airplane that we saw him and Tails flying in, too.
They had a lot of nods to the game. Another thing I liked was when they did the with Robotnik, when he finally did get the I'm skipping ahead, but when he finally did get the Chaos Emerald, the Master Emerald, and he fused together all the parts, all the metal parts, and created the big, like, and it's just like the big Eggman Dr. Robotnik robot that you see in the games. And I thought the only thing about that is I really wish they would have kind of like incorporated some of that final boss music, like a remix of that in that scene for like from the Sonic, something like that. Yeah. That would have been really dope. I was thinking like that's the only thing this scene is missing when they showed it, is like that nice like final boss music from like Sonic 3 or Sonic 2 or 3. So, but it was dope though. It was dope that they got that, and the special effects in this movie were really, really good.
You could tell
they had more money this time around. The budget in this movie, yeah, they showed out with the special effects from, you know, everything from, like I said, the Robotnik monster, I mean the big robotic robot, and even when like we finally did end up seeing, like you said, leading to it Supersonic, when that was dope too, that whole scene where, you know, Sonic was trying to reach for the Emerald after Knuckles and got it from Robotnik, and you know the Emerald breaks, and he thinks it's all over, and he's got Tom and Maddie there. That's the moment where you think Sonic's about to die because he's gonna get crushed, then you just see this. When I saw them seven Emeralds, I was like, here it go.
I was like, okay, we here now.
And then he showed up, and he was all golden out, all super Sonic, bro.
And bad at, like, because he, like, when you're gold Sonic, you cannot die.
Yeah.
Once you're super Sonic, he's going through every damn thing. So I'm glad they incorporated that in the movie. I'm like, okay, he's shredding through every damn thing. He's faster. Motherfucker can fucking fly now and shit. Like,
He stopped the whole thing with his hand on, bro. I was like, bro, that's super Sonic.
I was so happy to see Supersonic. I was so happy. Real quick, I want to ask y'all this. I wonder, they never zero back in on, y'all remember when he was the Avalanche, when he was him and Knuckles was going down during the Avalanche when they was in the mountain and stuff before he got to the wedding.
Yeah.
So remember he dropped his rings. They never showed him getting those rings back.
They didn't know.
Yeah, so I wonder if this ain't gonna be anything that's gonna circle back around to that, or like what ended up happening. Did he end up recovering his rings? Because those were like prized possession for him in the first movie, and then going to the second one, they never really showed him retrieving those rings back. So you just saw that one ring that Tom threw for him to bring him, you know, to bring him back into the to Hawaii, and that was pretty much it. And then, like you say, granted, that's when we got introduced to guns, the Guardians Units of Nations, and that was pretty much it. Then we got to the part where, you know, they found out where Knuckles and Dr. Robotnik found the Emerald, which was underwater. It was like under an ocean, right outside of 100 miles away from where Hawaii was at, where the wedding was at. Mm-hmm. So, you know, of course, they go down there. And, you know, because you already knew this shit was coming, because someone, when Knuckles mentioned to Dr. Robotnik, like, man, that's the ultimate power. Dr. Robotnik, like, ultimate power? Like, oh, yeah, like, I help you get this? Like, so you knew as soon as that was getting ready to happen, he was getting ready to turn on Knuckles, and then I think Sonic them came through, they started fighting and all that stuff. And while they fighting, and this was the time that Sonic got Knuckles' ass. Because remember, he charged up and he was beating his ass like bop, 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 bop. So then while he whooping his ass, Dr. Robotnik was sneaky getting that damn Emerald. And then Sonic, like, look, this dude is like turning on you. Like, why are you trusting this guy when he's not going to help you, you know, get the Emerald for your reason that you want to get it? Like, Dr. Robotnik got his old evil agenda.
Knuckles didn't know no better.
Knuckles, and that's why Sonic
was trying to tell him, like, man, don't trust his old punk ass. Like,
don't trust the new niggas.
Knuckles like, all y'all niggas is the new niggas. What you mean?
Right. So yeah, that like you said, when Dr. Robotnik finally got the Emerald and built the super Dr. Eggman, like, yeah, that's when Knuckles realized, like, oh he a punk ass, like, so we definitely can't trust him. And then, of course, as expected, you know, that's when we all had a feeling that they were gonna team up, like Knuckles and Sonic was gonna team up at some point. So it was like, okay, yeah, this is the reason why. So that's dope that they had a little game plan. I mean, it was dope to see them kind of like all come together and use their powers and use their special abilities to try to take down Dr. Robotnik, which was pretty dope. So yeah, like you said, Granddad, that's Supersonic though. Man, like when I saw that, I was like, oh shit.
That's over.
Yes, the nerd Sonic in me was like, man, hell fuck yeah. Like they doing a good job with this shit, bringing all the gaming elements that we like which that we complain about other video game movies sometimes, where we'd be like, they don't do a good job of bringing such and such, having that, you know, like, and you do mention, make a good point, Granddad, if they had played some of the music,
that would have been, but that's like a small gripe. That's a small gripe.
But they still brought like a lot of shit that we like about Sonic in these games, and they bring it into the big screen without forcing it. Like, I feel like it wasn't like super forced, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, this Super Sonic, I was happy. Once I saw Super Sonic, I was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna give this movie an even higher rating just for what I originally was gonna give it. But Super Sonic took it over the top for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it was just the way that they just had everything kind of like just transpire. It's like you because they didn't make it obvious that it could happen. Because even though we saw the Master Emerald, they didn't make it completely obvious. They didn't even allude to Super Sonic. They didn't say, you know, they just said, hey, you know, here's the Master Emerald. So
Sonic didn't even know
what that shit was. He didn't even know. He didn't even know. And I like that the fact that Sonic wasn't even really aware of what the Emerald's power was. He was just figuring this all out himself, and sort of Knuckles had to kind of like tell him just how crazy and how powerful this all is, because in the game, Knuckles is the one who's supposed to protect the Emeralds and the Master Emerald and all that other stuff. So I just think they did a good job of having Sonic kind of find out who he really is and what his real purpose was. And that's another theme of the movie, Sonic trying to figure out, you know, his moment to become that actual hero that he's supposed to become. And also, there's the other underlying things of Sonic finally, you know, accepting that he has a family and he has friends. He's not alone anymore, because that was the big thing in his first movie, where he always felt like he was alone after, you know, the whole Longclaw, after leaving Longclaw, he always had that sense of, you know, not having somebody there for him that cares. And now he's got this entirely whole new family and this group of friends. And that was, and not only that, it also circles back around to Tails and Knuckles. That's sort of like the theme for all of them. It's like all of them were sort of alone, and now Team Sonic has now been, you know, put together. And another nod I like too is because at the end of the movie, when they're all at the baseball field and they're all playing baseball at the end, because in the first movie, Sonic was playing baseball by himself. Now they brought
that shit was sad.
That was sad, bro. That shit, right.
It was cool that made, more, but it was sad.
But yeah. And then that's what I liked about it. They brought it back to now he's back at that same field, and now he's got his homeboys, and he's got his fam, and it's a whole different dynamic now. In 1 year's time, too, if you think about the time frame, in less than 1 year's time. So that just goes to show like how well that they just paced these movies from one to another, and how well they just stuck these movies together. So I really like that they went back to that too, because they really didn't forget about the events of the first movie. They really kind of strung along key character development points from the first movie, and they sold them up perfectly well in the second movie, which is good movie writing, and I really appreciated that. And like I said, this is a kids movie, but they understand. They didn't leave a lot out of, you know, a lot out, except for the ring part, because I do agree with B, like, what's up with the rings? Like, because it was so important, and maybe who's to say the rings will get found in you know, the future movie? Because the last big thing that happened, which is in the mid credit scene, is the reveal of the other realest nigga out in the streets. First it's Knuckles, and then it's the second realest nigga out here. I'm gonna say it: Shadow the Hedgehog. Shadow. Yeah.
If you're not Hedgehog. Familiar with Shadow Hedgehog,
that's a bad motherfucker.
Adventure. He was on Sonic Adventure 2 on Dreamcast.
And you better not fuck around with Maria.
Man.
That's your ass, bro.
Man, if you haven't played that game when Dreamcast was hot in these streets, boy, uh-oh. You just, man.
Uh-oh, Diogo don't like Shadow. Diogo don't like Shadow. Uh-oh.
Yeah, Shadow sucks. No, Shadow don't.
But here's the thing.
Shadow was the only character who was left for a Sonic lore. Cause like we met Knuckles and Tails. Like Shadow only like other like animal left.
Not necessarily, because there's a whole group of them. But
metal. Yeah, what if they get us metal? Metal Sonic.
So
now the robotic can create.
I don't. So here's the problem. Not the problem, but here's the situation they find themselves in with this third movie, like. At the end of it, Robotnik, when, you know, Super Sonic shows up and defeats Robotnik, like, they said that, you know, they assumed he's dead. They said he's presumed dead. They couldn't recover his body. And going outside the movie, Jim Carrey, who plays Robotnik, said he's probably retiring from acting, so he probably isn't going to come back. So they have an out if he doesn't come back, which means we don't get Robotnik. But Robotnik is the one who created Super Sonic. I'm not supersonic. Metal Sonic.
Metal Sonic.
He met. So there would make no sense. That would make no unless he was creating Metal Sonic. Now, unless he created Metal Sonic prior to this whole thing happening, and then Agent Stone, who was still seen there as well, finds it and brings out Metal Sonic. But I think with them showing Shadow, Shadow's going to be the main focal point, and Robotnik's grandfather, Gerald, is the one who essentially created Shadow. So I think we're going to get that, going to find out how that goes. So I don't know. If Jim Carrey comes back, it would make sense because he's the focal point to kind of bridge that story with the grandfather and Shadow. But if not, they'll have to find a way to kind of like explain that without
him being They could just have his sidekick, whose name I don't really remember.
Agent Stone.
Yeah. They could just have Stone do it as like being upset that Robotnik was defeated, like he wanted to avenge him or something, and Stone could just step up and be the new bad guy or something.
He could be like Robotnik too. Like the second,
yeah, because yeah, all he did throughout this movie was just like be obsessed with Robotnik. Right. This man, all his life was Robotnik. Like
right. But they said they're not. The creator said they're not going to recast Robotnik. They said they refuse to recast. If it's not Jim Carrey, they're not going to do it because that's his character. They said.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That
so and I respect that completely. So like I said, there's two options they got because Sonic 3 is happening. The movie is another critical success, commercial success. It made a lot of money. People were giving it positive reviews. Sonic 3 is happening.
It's the number one movie right now. It's doing very well.
Right. Exactly, and rightfully so, because they. I mean, honestly, like think about it, they're two for two right now.
They're doing it right.
So I want to see three. About video game I definitely want to see Sonic 3 when it comes out. Yeah. So but they have two options. They can go with Shadow, and focus everything on Shadow and you know his history. And you can also, if you do Shadow, you can incorporate maybe Rouge the Bat. But I don't want them putting too many of these other animals, these other secondary characters. I'll be okay if they do Shadow and Rouge. If they did Metal Sonic, it just has to make sense. Like they have to. The only way they can do Metal Sonic is if Robotnik created it and Agent Stone found Metal Sonic and as for revenge, did that. That would be okay. That's my only way to see Metal Sonic being incorporated. If not, just focus on Shadow because that was the big reveal at the end of the movie anyway. So that's where it needs to really be. And it could be a case where like Shadow's like because Shadow's technically an anti-hero too. So you know, Sonic can do the whole Knuckles thing where they start fighting with Shadow and then they tell, hey, Shadow, bruh, come on the team. And then there's a bigger threat out there and that bigger threat ends up being Metal Sonic, you know, so we don't know. It could
be like a Winter Soldier situation where he's bad for like most of the movie and you realize he's not really a bad guy, you know, because that was a Winter Soldier thing. We introduced him. So
who do we think should voice Shadow? Somebody black.
I was thinking, dude,
he said somebody Bing Rames.
Look.
Bing Rames.
Bing Rames. yeah, call for your mama. Lucho. No Knuckles. No Sonic.
Call for your mama. Not call for your mama. Tom, Maddie. But no, overall, I thought, yeah, like I said, it was a good movie. I just felt like the goofiness, the human interaction of it felt a little too goofy for me. And I understand. Yeah, it's definitely a kid movie. And I felt that with this one. I also felt it with the first one. But I just felt like the comedy came a little bit more natural in the first one compared to the second one. So that's my gripe with this second one. It felt a little too forced to try to make you laugh or whatever. I don't like that. But yeah, good movie. I mean, they stuck to the core. For all our Sonic Hedgehog fans, you know, especially that played the Sega Genesis OG versions and stuff, they stuck it with the core, man. They did as well with that one, man. So I fucks with this movie.
Yeah, me too. And like Kev was saying, this really does start to change that conversation about can they make good video game movies? Because this franchise is showing that yes, you can if you do it right.
Sonic
has the crown.
No one has made a better video game movie than Sonic.
We still gotta watch Uncharted, but I haven't heard any good things about that.
Bro, that movie came and went. When that movie show up on HBO Max or whatever show or Paramount, whatever, I don't care. I'll watch it then. But I forgot to mention this too, not only because they confirmed Sonic 3, but Knuckles, my nigga, getting his own show, bro. You get a spinoff show. It's gonna be a series I think they're going to put it out on Paramount Plus, but I think that's going to come out first. So yeah,
is it going to be like a prequel about him on his home planet?
They just announced it, so they haven't really gave too much of a detail of what it's going to be. But I assume that's what they're going to do.
I think prequel would be nice.
Yeah, they're going to do a prequel leading up to probably the events of Sonic 2, and then from there we'll get Sonic 3. I think that's what's going to happen. So basically, because they talked about Knuckles talked about, like, you know, him being a warrior growing up, and then, you know, of course, you know, he wanted to go out and fight with his family, and his dad saying no, stay behind. And that was the same time that they had that big battle in the beginning of Sonic 1 where everybody was killed. And so now you probably can see that moment where he grows up and he's training and all his life to get to that point where he finally finds Sonic, or finds who you know, to avenge his father. So you kind of find out that, which would be good. I think that would be dope. Or they could do the reverse and just kind of like just strictly do Knuckles getting used to being in the real world, or being with Sonic. But I think they're not going to spoil that for 3, because they want to have all those characters there. So, but that's cool that they're doing that. But yeah, Sonic 3 is definitely, if they keep doing what they're doing now, using the same formula, putting the same dedication and time and effort into these first two movies, Sonic 3 has, there's no way Sonic 3 can be bad. If they do that, if they don't change it, what they're doing, if they don't change the formula, this can be, like I said, this could be a 3-for-3. They can hat-trick. They can hat-trick this joint real quick.
Because Sega's killing it with these Sonic movies. So now this, it's really going to see which studio, which other video game studio is going to try to get in on this movie money next, and try to make a movie. Because I feel like the Ratchet and Clank movie wasn't bad. So I feel like they probably try to bring that back around. Like, all right, if Sonic could do it, maybe we could make a cute, like, fun animated movie. I feel like that will work. Sony's already trying with Uncharted. I feel like it really all depends on the franchise. Sonic was a good, safe franchise to do because they've been around for a long time. They really don't have any controversies or nothing. Like, everybody knows and respects Sonic. Like, they get to older fans and younger fans. Like, Sonic was a really safe franchise. I feel like this Mario movie, we're going to see about that. I have low expectations.
That I did too. I feel like that's a movie where it's too many big, they're masking it with too many big names. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think the world of Mario works in a movie. I just don't think it does. For some reason, like, I don't know what they can do. Because I think Mario just has all these crazy characters, and the story is wild, and there's so many things going on. And it's just like, I don't know what they're going to do with this whole Mario situation, but, like, they got a tough, tough act to follow with these Sonic movies. Because people going to definitely compare it to Sonic. They're going to say, all right, definitely. Yeah. So they got to come out.
I'm going to do it myself. I'm people. It's me.
Me, for sure, bro. Because, like, look, I'm going in with a Sonic t-shirt. Like, straight up. Like, all right, what are we doing out here? But if this motivates these other companies who are making these video game movies or adaptations to make better movies because they see what Sonic is doing, great. Like, competition is great. Like I said, like, they have now they have a bar to reach. Like, you have to outdo these two Sonic movies that have been commercially and critically acclaimed. And you have this equally, with Mario, you have this equally up there character, if not more, with Mario, with way more source material to work off of. And way more legendary characters, if you think about it.
Whole lot less flops, video game wise.
Exactly. That too. You got a lot going for you. And probably more money because it's Nintendo. So they got a lot more to back of it. Like, and you got, like, all these A-list actors involved too. You can't make this miss. This can't miss. Because people are gonna definitely, if they miss one time with this Mario movie, everybody's gonna say, nope, we're done. Wait for, and then Sonic 3 is going to go even crazier. The numbers for Sonic 3 going to go stupid just because of that. Because everybody's like, I'm going to go see Sonic because Mario ain't get it right. Sonic gets it right. So, yeah, they got a lot of riding on it. But, hey, shout out to everybody over there at Sega Film, Original Studios, whatever. Sega, look, y'all may have fucked up on the video game scenario, but you're recovering well in the movie world.
Yeah, they're doing good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, look. Who would have thought? Sonic the Hedgehog.
You can't have both sometimes. You can't have both.
Yeah, you can't have both. Like, they read the room and they said, look, these games ain't gonna be hitting like they used to. See what this movie talking about. And they know what they're doing. And they got it.
All right, everybody. I think those that's gonna count as our opinions, our thoughts on Sonic 2. If y'all got any questions, if you got any opinions of yourselves, let us know. Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Right, hit us in the question chat. Hop in the pod question queue. This is your moment.
Yep.
We gonna go to break and come back and do that, or we just
Diogen has. Do we want to rate it? I mean, did we rate the first one? I can't remember.
I don't know if we rated it, but like, if I rate it, I'll give this a. You know what? I'm gonna do it. Cause they out here. I'm gonna give them a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
I'm gonna give it a 9 out of 10. Cause there was a very little gripes I had about this movie. I really enjoy watching this movie.
Honestly,
I'll see it again. I pay to see it again. I really would.
I give it like a 8.5, almost a 9. Yeah, it's really really good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 7.5, 8.
7.5. All right. So. BZ liked it the least, but we all liked it. But I think I enjoyed it the most. Yeah, but yeah, that's good. So it's good. So yeah, if you haven't seen them, well, if you have seen the movie, most likely you're here. If you haven't seen the movie, you probably ain't even here. But if you didn't care about the spoilers and still want to see the movie, we all recommend that you go check it out because it is a very good movie. They did very very good by the characters, and. The anticipation that they gave us at the end of the first movie lived up to me, and then the anticipation that now has been built for this third movie, I feel like I said, if they keep things the way that they're going, it's gonna be just as good. So yeah, mm-hmm. Look, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, and don't fuck shit up. Like, and hopefully, if Jim Carrey does hang it up and he don't want to act no more, hopefully y'all got a good backup plan. So that's all that is.
All right, you want to do a commercial and come back and do questions?
Sure. All right, y'all. So it's going to be our last 60-second ad break, so we will see y'all. I mean, probably not. Y'all still going to be here because I'm seeing controllers.
I see controllers up here.
So we're just going to do this to pay the bills, y'all. We'll be right back.